I pray for you. Please pray for me. We're all a part of God's family. Something special about sharing love. Something special about reaching out and supporting one another when during their difficult. That's who we are. We're all a part of God's family. We like to call ourselves a household of faith and a household of love. Family. Continuing to try to grow together for the Lord. Palm Sunday. A Sunday that reflects back on a celebration. Let's go to the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. And God's word says, "And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straight forth ye will find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye shall say, The Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughter of Zion, Behold, the king cometh upon thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and the colt of the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set them thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went out before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when they were coming to Jerusalem, all the city moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Opportunities to lift his precious name. Opportunities to lift his precious name. Certainly, we would have thought that long before this, the multitudes would have come together to praise Jesus. There are so many things that he had done, so many people that had been blessed, but somehow on this particular day, on this day, those who heard that he was heading toward Jerusalem came out of Jerusalem to meet him on the road. And those who had been with him and had seen some of the last miracles that he had performed, particularly that he had seen Lazarus, that many had seen Lazarus and know what Lazarus went through, know that Lazarus died, knew that he was in the grave, and know that Jesus got him up. Yeah. Somehow that seemed to have made more people realize that this really was Jesus, the Son of the living God. Somehow as they came, they cried out, Hosanna. Hosanna meaning save now. In other words, they recognized that this was the Savior. They recognized that this was the one who was going to bring salvation into the world, and there were praises going up. Everybody was praising the Lord. Those who had not seen but had just heard were in the crowd. But those who had seen and those who had personally been touched by the miraculous things that he did were in that crowd. I can assure you they weren't just saying Hosanna in the highest. They were testifying about what he had done. Somebody was saying what he had brought them through, and somebody told them about a situation that they couldn't have gotten through except Jesus brought them through it. There was testimony going on and praises going up. Somehow that time was just special, and somehow it got to the point where it was almost wild, and some of the folks said, we got to do something about this. It's out of control, and said to Jesus, you ought to tell your disciples to calm down a little bit. And he said, well, hey, if they don't cry out, the rocks will. Praise is going up to the Lord. because of all that he had done and the things that he had done, the lives that he had touched. That special Sunday, that Sunday, you know, somehow Sunday seems like a time that we don't mind praising the Lord. When we get together on Sunday and we praise him all day long. Sometimes we have early morning service, and when evening comes, folks are still praising the Lord. Choir still singing, and folks standing up testifying about his goodness. Sundays are just that way. We feel like it's a day that we're going to give over to the Lord. We're going to praise him and lift him up. He's worthy of the praise. And somehow we do that on Sunday. Well, you know, this was on a Sunday. But you know, somehow on Sunday we praise him, and by Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it seems there aren't many praises going up. Here, if we read the scripture, we'll find that as the week went on, the praises started to fade out. It seemed that folks forgot about the fact that they had some special things that they needed to thank the Lord for. As a matter of fact, there were folks who were upset with him because he went in and turned over some money tables. And some folks, well, that's my lifestyle. I can't change. Well, somehow the things that he did upset some people. But more than that, there were those who became aware of the fact that this was the Son of the Living God. Or it sure appeared to be. And somehow they wanted to challenge some of the things that he did. And those who were in spiritual leadership decided that this can't really be true. And they had to try to turn things around and convince the folks that this really wasn't the Messiah. He wasn't all that he said he was, and all that the testimonies of these people was all about. Then they started to try to find ways to discredit Jesus. All week long it was going on. As we went into the week, by Thursday it seemed that things were really, really going the wrong way. It got to the point where one of the disciples decided he was going to let those leadership folks know exactly where Jesus was. We're talking about Judas. And he was going to let them find him so that they would be able to do something with him. But you see, some folks seem to think that he wasn't really against Jesus, obviously not. But he sort of thought, well, if they attack him and take him over and try to control him, then Jesus is going to unleash all his power and do those things that he can do. Because he is the Lord of Lords. Some say that's what Judas was thinking. He just wanted to get the Lord started. He wanted to get things going. Well, that happened on Thursday, and some other things happened on Thursday, and as things went on, it got to the point where Jesus was captured, taken away, and some of the folks who were closest with him started to decide, well, I love him, but I said that I'd stand by him. Peter said, I'll stand by you. By the time the cock crowed, that's the time that the day starts in the morning. We know that when the rooster crowed, by the time he crowed, he had denied him three times. We're talking about the same Jesus that everybody was praising on Sunday. Those who were closest with him started to wander away from being right by his side. As they carried him away, nobody could be found except for John. It seemed all the other disciples were gone away. Somehow it just wasn't coming together as all had hoped. This would happen as the Messiah came to do what he came to do in the world. As a matter of fact, it got to the point where when they took Jesus to Pilate, the leadership of the church or the synagogue took him to Pilate to try to have him destroyed. It seemed that that congregation or that those folks that were with Jesus on Sunday, I wonder what was happening with them. From when I read the scripture, it sounds like everybody in town, everybody in Jerusalem had come together to praise him on Sunday.
Come on.
So now on Friday morning, where were all of those Sunday morning supporters? Where were all of those who had praised him on Sunday when he was standing there before Pilate? Pilate said, I don't find any fault in him, but somehow they wanted him to be crucified. And so they were working to try to get Pilate to, and Pilate said, well, let me try something. He said, you know, every year at this time, I let somebody go. It's just a part of what we do in this celebration. And we got Barabbas over here. Barabbas, who was insurrection and all kinds of things on his list.
Yes, sir.
Murder even.
That's right.
So now I'm going to let somebody go. If I bring it down to Jesus or Barabbas.
Yeah.
Now he thought he had him now.
Yeah.
There's no way that they're going to say release this murderer named Barabbas. No way they're going to say release this man who, if we let him out, we don't know what he's going to do next, who he's going to kill, or what kind of things he's going to create, what kind of situation. Who do you want me to let go? Jesus or Barabbas? I think he probably smiled a little bit because he thought he had the right answer.
Yeah.
But somehow, I think if it had been somebody out there other than those who were pushing that crowd in the wrong way, somebody said, wait a minute, this is the Son of the living God.
That's right.
If somebody said, wait a minute, I had a problem and he solved my problem.
Uh-huh.
If somebody said, wait a minute, he's been good to me.
Yes,
he brought me through something. I couldn't have gotten through it without him. If somebody had said he stood by me and was with me when I needed some help, but nobody said anything. Now that crowd that was so loud on Sunday, nobody said anything. Just the chief priest said, I believe you need to crucify him. And he convinced the crowd not to get boisterous and loud and try to change things. Why is it they wouldn't stand up? I think some felt that if they stood up, that they would be they'd be in trouble with the crowd, and they didn't want to be the one to get in trouble. Others felt, well, if I stand up, it won't make any difference now. Everybody's against it. And somebody would have thought, well, it won't make any difference.
Yeah.
Everybody else is against it. Why would my testimony change anything? So nobody got up, and somehow those who were there decided that he should be crucified.
Uh-huh.
And they said, we'll take Jesus. Go ahead and release Barabbas, and they wanted to take Jesus to be crucified. Nobody to stand up for Jesus. All those testimonies on Sunday, all those great things that were said on Sunday, all of those people who stood by Jesus on Sunday, those who lifted him up on Sunday, nobody stood up and said, no, no, no. Somehow they allowed this to go on, and they carried Jesus to be crucified. Somehow, I guess if we look at it, we say, I sure wish I had been there. I'm sure I would have done something, Minister Cole. I would have said, wait a minute. But you know what? I think all of us would be just where they were. We may say now we would have done it if we had the opportunity. I wish I had a chance to tell him. I would give him a piece of mind. I would have tell him. I would let the chief priest know that he needs to stop what he's doing and stop the lies. And I would have said, oh, no, no, we wouldn't have said those things. I think it would have been just like Peter. We would have backed off, afraid and denied. But you know what? We have an opportunity even right now to stand up for Jesus. You see, he wants us to still talk about him. He wants us to still testify. He wants us to still tell folks how good he is. And we may not be able to convince Pilate, too late for that, but there's some folks that Jesus wants to hear about what he's done for you. He wants some people to know that he is Jesus. He is filled with love. He will change situations. All those who testified on Sunday, they had a lot of good things to say about him. You know what? I got some good things to say about him. But there were some folks in that crowd who could say, yeah, I saw him when he brought Lazarus out. I know nobody was able to do the kind of things that he's done. Well, you know what? I've seen some things that he's done. And I can say nobody can do the things that he's done, even in my life. I believe that each one of us, we ought to be like that crowd was on Sunday morning, testifying about his goodness, recognizing him as the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Don't worry about telling Pilate. Pilate's done with. Don't worry about telling the chief priest. He had his own way. But there's somebody, maybe in your neighborhood, somebody living on your street, somebody who doesn't realize that Jesus the Christ died on a cross that they be able to have salvation. He wants you to lift him up. He wants you to put him forward so somebody will know how real he is. He's real, let me tell you. He's real. He'll save, he'll change, he'll lift you up. I'm just so glad that my God is my God. And I'm so glad that Jesus the Christ, I know they nailed him to a cross. Jesus the Christ, I know he died out there. Jesus the Christ is alive in my life, and he's alive in your life if you'll just accept him. Salvation, I've got it because of Jesus. Eternal life. If it had not been for the Lord, I would not have salvation. His precious blood has washed away my sins. I believe I want to stand up and wave some palm. I want to put some palm for him to walk on because he's precious. He's wonderful. He's amazing. I want to tell you that he is all right. I believe you want to tell somebody just how all right he is. You ought to tell somebody what he's done in your life. You ought to make it known that he is the Son of the living God who came into this world to provide salvation. That's good news. That's a Sunday morning testimony. But you know what? On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, if you see me, I'm going to tell you the same thing. He's worthy of praise. I'll tell you on Friday, he's worthy of being lifted up. On Saturday, the song will be on my heart. I want to praise him and praise him and praise him for all that he's done and all that he is doing in my life. I'm not just a Sunday morning Christian. I'm not just have Sunday morning testimony. I have a testimony that's in my life, in my heart, all day, every day. And I believe you do too. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Don't be worried about telling somebody. Don't worry about what they're going to do or what they're going to say. But rather recognize that it's your job, if you will, because of what he's done for you. It's on you to tell somebody what they need to know. I might have told Pilate. I might have told Cephas. But I can't tell everybody. I'm going to tell the folks that I can tell. I'm going to tell everybody I can that he's real. I'm going to tell everybody I know that you can trust in him. I'm going to tell everybody I know that he's the Son of the living God. I'm going to tell everybody I know that he died on the cross for me. I'm going to tell everybody I know I was on my way to hell and he made me a pathway to glory. I'm going to tell everybody I know that he shows me love every day. I'm going to tell everybody I know I've gone through some things that I couldn't have made it through if it hadn't not been for the Lord. I want to tell everybody he's real. He's real. Thank God from Zion. He is real. I want to tell it. I want to tell it. I believe if he's touched you, you want to tell it too. Go ahead and tell it. Go ahead and tell it. Go ahead and tell it. He's real in my life. If he's real, tell somebody. He's real in your life. The Son of the living God. Hosanna. 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 In the highest. Hosanna. Praise God. Thank God for Jesus. My Lord. My Lord. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. I don't know about you, but I got a testimony. And because of what I know and what I believe is real, I got some things I need to tell you. I need to tell you that when Jesus allowed himself to be nailed to that cross, it was for me and it was for you. When he allowed himself to be beaten while he carried that cross, spit upon by some of those folks who were in that crowd, it was for me and it was for you. But you know, until I said yes and accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I did not have salvation. But when I said, yes, Lord, when I said, I trust you, Lord, when I said, I'm giving myself over to you, Lord, I had salvation, and I have the Holy Spirit all over me ever since that day. You know, there may be somebody here right now who has not accepted what Jesus died to provide for them. Somebody who has not said yes to give themselves over to Jesus. I don't know. There may be somebody here who's been waiting for the right time. Well, I tell you, whenever you do it, whenever you say yes, it's the right time. Whenever you give yourself over to the Lord, it's the right time. Whenever you stop wrestling and decide you're going to do it the Lord's way, it's the right time. So if there's somebody here who has not yet said yes to the Lord, not yet said, I'm going to give myself over to Jesus Christ, and I'm going to become a part. I'm going to make Jesus, Barabbas, that's all right. I know they let him go. But I'm going to say, I'm going to make Jesus my choice. Jesus is my choice. If that's you and you want to make Jesus your choice, why don't you come on? He's waiting for you. Arms wide open, waiting for you. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not waiting for you to change your life. He can change your life. He can make it right in your life. He's the only one who can. As much as you might try, as long as you try, you can't do what Jesus can do. Jesus can make you into what he would have you to be. Change you. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Can't give up those habits by yourself. Can't make those changes all by yourself. He can. No, he will. If you put yourself in his hands, make you into something special. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord? Or maybe, now maybe there's somebody who's already said yes. Already said yes and already made some commitments, things they're going to do for the Lord. But somehow you're not at the place where you made those commitments, where you made those promises and all the things you said you'd do for him. Well, you may be able to do all of those things right here and help us here at First Mount Olive. Help us at this little church on the side of the road to become what God would have us to be. If that's you, why don't you come on and become a part of this household of faith, this household of love, this place that loves to praise him and lift him up. If that's you, why don't you come on? Oh, my Lord. My Lord. God bless you all.